Let's start with prayer. Dear Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord. And we just want to thank you for a beautiful morning. I don't know how it could be any better. We thank you so much for allowing us to come before you and to hear from you. Lord, I ask that you send the Holy Spirit and minister to every one of us. For those of us that know you already, that you draw us closer to you. And for anyone that doesn't know Jesus, that you would draw them to you, to where they would want to follow Jesus. It's the best thing that I have ever done, and I'm sure there's a lot of people here that will agree with that, that it was the best thing for them also. So we thank you so much, Father. I just ask now that you just minister through me in Jesus' name. Amen. Couple things I want to talk about this morning is stuff that we hear we don't really think about, and it's what do people dislike the most about a lot of Christians, and that's myself included. I mean, what is it that you hear a lot people saying? You know, those Christians, they're hypocrites. Is what a lot of people will tell you. A lot of Christians are hypocrites, it says. And a lot of people will tell you that we're self-righteous. Especially in this day and age of political correctness. You know, this is something that you really hear. So, is that really who we are? I mean, is that what we are? I would hope I'm not. But let's just see. I mean, what is a hypocrite? Well, what I think a hypocrite is, let me just see what a dictionary would say it is. Well, a dictionary says, a person who claims or pretends to have a certain belief about what is right, but who behaves in a way that disagrees with those beliefs. And hypocrite, the word comes from the Greek, and if you translate the word from Greek, it's a stage actor, a pretender. And, you know, there are a lot of people that do that, but there's a whole bunch of good Christians that don't want to be that way. The problem is when you get one or two of them, you know, it's like anything. The ones that are the most vocal is the ones that are always heard. And for some reason, hypocrites have a tendency to be real vocal usually. The thing I want to talk about next is what falls right in with us, because usually what goes along with that is self-righteousness. And the two together, boy, that's a really bad combination. And I want to, you know, we'll talk about self-righteousness after a minute. But, you know, the definition of a hypocrite is as a person who puts on false appearance of virtue or religion. In other words, we're acting. And you know them. You've probably got friends that are that way. And I'm sure none of us here are that way, but I'm sure we got friends that way. That on Saturday they act one way, and on Sunday morning when you see them in church, they act totally different. Or when they're talking to people, you know, they act totally different. And, boy, that just really puts us in a bad light. It takes away our credibility. What did Jesus think about that? Well, in Matthew 6:5, it says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full." And then another verse I want to read is Matthew 23:25. He says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees." And he's talking to the preachers of those days. He says, "You hypocrites, you clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they're full of greed and self-indulgence." So I would say Jesus had a pretty low opinion of hypocrites also. So I don't think that would be a good place for anybody to be. And like I said, I'm sure, you know, none of us here probably are there. And some of us, maybe I am a little bit here and there, and just don't notice it. We got to look in the mirror, and we don't want to look in a mirror that's all fogged over because you don't see real good. You want to look in the mirror that's clear. They got to wipe it off and really take a good look. But let's talk a little bit about self-righteousness. What's that? Well, a self-righteous person thinks their beliefs and morals are better than everyone else's. It ain't just Christian people that are like that. Most people think whatever they are doing is the right thing, and what everybody else is doing is the wrong thing. I mean, that's just pretty normal. You know, my agenda is way more important and way righter than yours. But that's just the way people are. So now we add that to being a hypocrite. Boy, man, that really messes things up. And let me see what Jesus says about it again. It says, "For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and teachers of the law," he was beating up on them earlier, if you remember, "you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." And then he says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." In other words, he doesn't care for self-righteous people either. So, I'm not here to beat people up. I don't know where any of us are at. I mean, I don't know how you act tomorrow morning. I don't know how you acted last night. It's not my job to know that. I know how I did. And there's times, I know my wife's pointed out, that I have a tendency to be self-righteous. It happens. But that turns people away from Jesus. When they see you and they think that you're self-righteous, people don't like that. They want reality. They want real people. They want people that say it the way it is and then live it. And it's always easier to say stuff than to do it. I mean, we all know that. And we all mess up, and we will all continue to mess up. But the biggest thing there is we just got to be willing to admit it. You know, it's just like when we first come to know Jesus, our Lord and Savior, all he wants for us to do is say, "Jesus, I mess up. I need you. I need your help. I need you to forgive me for my sin because I cannot stay away from it and I can't pay the price for them." That's what he wants. Well, people in the real world or, you know, in the world, they're just like that. They just want us to be real. Just because we mess up, you're going to have the ones that are going to pick on stuff, and you're always going to have them. That's just the way they are. And all you got to do is turn on the television and you'll see a few of them. But the majority of the people, if you are real, even when you mess up, they're like, "Hey, you're a real person, not a problem." I remember just one example, which is kind of a different example, but I remember years ago I was on a job, and I can't remember, this guy did something, and I just come all unglued all over this guy, and I just read him the riot act up one side and down the other. I was totally out of line. Which I know that's not got nothing to do with self-righteousness, but it's just one of those things. Well, 30 minutes later, it really started bugging me. It's like, man, I shouldn't have done that. Well, I went back to that person later, and I says, "Dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. I shouldn't have done this. I was wrong." And he just looked at me. He says, "No problem." Everything was fixed. He just wanted me to be real. And then when you come to hypocrisy or self-righteousness, it's the same thing. People just want us to be real. And if we mess up, they want us to say, "Okay, we messed up." And I want to read a little bit more scripture that kind of goes along with this. And it's out of Matthew 7. Now it says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged." And if you listen to this, it doesn't say we shouldn't judge. It just says, careful how you do it, because you will be judged the same way you judge others. And it says, "For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, you will be measured." And then here's the one that applies so many times. It says, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" Does that sound familiar? You always get these people that tell you, you know, what you're doing wrong. But they always forget about the things that they're doing wrong. And, you know, and the way the Bible says it is, your brother's got a speck of sawdust in his eye, and you're trying to get that out while you got this big old huge timber in your own. And it's really hard to tell people how they should live if you don't do it yourself. And it's really scary for somebody like myself. When you feel like God's called you to minister to people, and you end up standing up here, and I'm talking to you guys. Later, this goes on the internet, and people might listen to it up on there. And I'm telling you all this stuff. Wow, I got to live this stuff. And I'll be the first one to admit it. I mess up just like everybody else. I ain't there either. But it really puts a whole nother tent on the whole thing. I mean, you're like, wow. I mean, it's scary. And the Bible even mentions, that people that teach will be judged stricter than people that don't. And makes you want to not teach. You're like, hey, maybe I shouldn't do this. But then you got to do what God asks you to do. But let me just read the rest of this. It says, how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? And then here is this Jesus still talking. He says, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. That was just what I was talking about. He says exactly that. We got to clean ourselves up before we can clean up other people. And in this upside down world where everything is, what's wrong is right and what's right is wrong. I mean, all you got to do is, read newspapers, watch TV and stuff, and you see it everywhere. It's just political correctness running amok and just going crazy. All we got to do is we just got to live right. We do the best we can do to live right, and we influence the people around us. We were talking about it just yesterday afternoon. You don't know who you're talking to. It may be the next Billy Graham that you influence that you might bring to the Lord. You just never know. So you got to be really careful. But the way we live and the way we act influences people. And when we're living right, that's what draws people to Jesus. It's nothing that we say. I mean, you can beat people up with the Bible all day long. I can be here. I can take my Bible and walk around today and just tell everybody about Jesus and beat them up with it. And if you don't do this, you're going to hell. They already know that. What they want is reality. They want to know that what you're doing and what you're living, that you can really do that, and that is real. And when they see that it's real in your life, they're going to say, you know what? I want some of that. And then they might come to know Jesus and say, hey, this is the way I want to live. So the whole point of this message this morning is not me trying to beat you up. The whole point of the message is just be real. Live the way that that God asks you to live. Do the best you can. And when you mess up, just admit it and everything's cool. And with that, you'd be amazed how many people you'll attract. We may not know, we don't always see the fruits of our labor. I don't know how many people I influence. You don't know how many people you influence at work. We don't know that necessarily. But all we got to do is just show people the right way. And hopefully we can influence them to where we can maybe even see a turnaround in this country where things get back to better than the way they used to be. And with that, I'd like to close. Let's pray. Dear Father God, we thank you so much for allowing us to come together this morning. That's a pretty strong message that you have me teach today. I really don't like teaching that strong sometime, but every now and again you have to. Lord, I ask that you touch every one of us. And if there's any of us here that fit in this category and do this, I ask that you just point it out to us and help us to change, help us to be real, and just help us to own up to it. And those of us that are not that way, help us to not point fingers. We're all in a different place on the ladder. It's the way we look at it. It's a ladder going to you. and we're all in a different place on it. Sometimes we go up two rungs and three down. So we love you, and we worship you, and we thank you. And like I said, touch every one of us and just draw us closer to you. Help us to be who you want us to be. And help us to be real in this world. We thank you ever so much. And as we get ready to go racing, Lord, I ask that you protect us, watch over us, keep everyone safe. Keep us safe on and off the track. A lot of us travel a long ways to do this, and we need your safety and protection there. And we need it through the coming week also. So just, Father, just watch over us. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen.